When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning, a football Friday, as we broadcast from Borgata, our home base, obviously, every Friday here on WIP on the morning show. We love being here. And we love being with you, and we love having a 12-2 football team with a chance to close out the regular season with three more wins. Now, this will be the toughest test left. I referred to it yesterday as semi-difficult. We'll go inside the Eagles and Washington. Flyers, they lose last night. Sixers back at it tonight, and I'll tell you, Joel may just play. How do we know that? Because Andre Drummond said Joel's probably going to play. So we'll get to that. Your phone calls and all these topics, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The world's largest yo-yo weighed 4,620 pounds.
What?
Well, that is shocking.
It's so gigantic.
Seems impractical.
Well, in order to demonstrate it, they had to use a crane.
Yeah.
And I watched it. And it really wasn't that exciting.
I wouldn't think.
They let it descend the crane, and then it actually started coming back up. And that's what qualified it as having yo-yoed.
Wow. All right.
But it was gigantic.
Well, one thing that has not yo-yoed for the last 3 months is the Eagles win-loss, win-loss, win-loss. Because you do get those seasons sometimes, right? Back and forth. But that
you usually get those seasons,
oftentimes,
Joe.
Yeah. So, guys, let's crank it up here because, you know, this is the last game that the Eagles reasonably could lose. Okay, let's put it that way. I mean, anything can happen versus Dallas and the Giants, but they certainly shouldn't lose those games as long as they play their starters the whole way out, which we don't know they will week 18 versus the Giants, but, you know, one seed being there, chances are the Eagles go full tilt to final three. So this is the one where it's not going to be a 10-plus point spread game, right? This is the one where, you know, Vegas and odds makers and common sense tells you the Eagles could lose. They could. So let's crank it up here with what you're looking for in this game, your level of concern. I mean, John, let me just tell you out of the gate, and this is rare for me. I'm not really concerned. Like, let me put it this way. I know I'm supposed to, yeah, they could lose. I know the point spread's been less than four the whole time, the whole week, right? Which really says, sure, you could lose. You could totally do that. I just find it implausible that this team on this role with this talent and this determination is gonna like find a way to lose this game.
Well,
and I know
it could happen.
I know it could. I just kind of can't see it.
All right.
John, talk to me. This goes for everyone at 215-592-9494.
I've seen this game go awry. Yeah. We need to play good football, but I'm not worried because I expect that we will. I expect that Saquon will bust a couple big ones, and that'll put him right back in real contention for the record. You know, he went 146 yards on the ground and two touchdowns the last time we played these guys. That was 26 carries. That was November 14th.
Yep.
So not too long ago, but, you know, I expect a huge game from Saquon. I expect some potentially big plays from Kenny G also. I expect we will eventually overpower the Commanders. They are a real challenge, and they could surprise us and keep it close and make it tough.
Are they a real challenge? I know the but John, I know the record says they are.
Their young quarterback is really precocious, and you know he can do some stuff, and they've got talent. And you know Dan Quinn is a defensively minded guy. He's a motivating guy, and you know that they're going to be ready defensively. Remember the last time we played this team.
Oh, it was ugly
Fourth quarter.
Oh, it was bad.
Remember, that was November 14th. We had to score 20 points in the fourth quarter to win this game.
Yeah.
And we didn't lead this game until the fourth quarter.
And that was at home.
Yeah. I don't want anyone to think about holding back in any way. You know, like people say, oh, maybe we should keep some of our good plays in our back pocket because we might play them again in the playoffs and this and that. I'm hearing that sort of thing.
Yep.
We can lose if you think about holding back. Your complete investment as a team does matter. And emotional investment that you actually have to be fired up, not fake fired up. The football gods know the difference. I told you guys the reason that my 2001 Raiders team that's now in the books for the Tuck rule. Right. I told you why we were playing on the road. I told you why we were playing the last game in the old Foxborough Stadium because we lost the last three games of the regular season. That team, that 2001 Raiders team that beat this Eagles team at the Vet 20-10 because we ran the ball 47 times, lead ISOs. We just ran it. We were just a tough football team. That team lost the final three games of the regular season. We were the best team in the AFC as far as I was concerned. We didn't play that way for the last 3 weeks of the regular season. And that's exactly where we are with this Eagles team. That Raiders team, we lost week 16 at Mile High. Week 15, lost 13-10 at home to the Titans. Lost week 16 at Mile High, 23-17. Lost to the Jets, 24-22 in the last week of the season because we didn't show up. And I remember feeling so ashamed.
Yeah.
And I remember the next week. So now the first week of wild card playoff football, you know, the only week of wild card playoff football, that we should have been at home and resting, our coaches reamed us that whole week, as they should have, because we should have been resting. But here we are playing the exact same team, the Jets, that we played in Week 17 and lost to, and we're playing them at home.
Yeah. I got you.
So then we ended up having to be on the road in Old Foxborough. If you don't take advantage, that was a great team. I thought that team that I'm playing on, we didn't show up. We lost home field advantage, and we deserved to lose home field advantage. I remember the difference in emotion.
Sure.
I remember week to week. I remember the second time playing that Jets team, and they had a really solid inside linebacker. I remember I tried to do what that Steelers tight end did to
Slay. Was it Molos?
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
He was one of them.
One for the hammer. Seltzer, that's an early hammer win for 7:45.
Yeah,
that was pretty good. Credit where due.
John, I hear
I
your
tried
point.
To take Mo Lewis and put him up in the stands. That's the way you need to play, whether it's the regular season or the postseason, and sometimes it's just human nature that you don't.
Sure. Well, look, we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. Level of concern or not for this game? I could see people, frankly, answering it both ways. Because common sense tells you, of course, the Eagles could lose. But, I mean, does your gut really lean that way at all?
My
at
gut
all?
Says this team is so prepared.
Yeah.
And this coaching staff does such a good job of not letting all that
other stuff
creep in.
So there's a lot of other stuff as well. Let's go further inside the game. So, Devin, one of the things, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Devin, Rhea off today. James with us, of course. Big show. We'll have some fun with Drop of the Year and all that stuff as we move through the program. Also, Dick Vermeil later, Beat the Hammer, and the whole deal. Devin, one of the big things with this game, mm-hmm. because it's really coming into focus now, the Saquon rushing yardage record thing.
Yeah.
So he's now off pace. They could presumably force feed him back onto pace. I mean, if they really wanted to. So let's just say, and this goes for everyone at 215-592-9494. Devin, let's just say the way this game would naturally play out.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be 22 carries. But if they wanted to give him 5 to 6 extra to
get
him to 27.
It was 26 the last time.
It was 26 the last time.
No, I'm saying this next, this game coming up on Sunday. Let's just say it was going to play out to 22.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, well, hell, we could force him 5 or 6, 7 more, get him up near 30. Do you do it, Devin? Should they, and I'm asking this to everyone at 215-592-9494.
Mm-hmm.
Devin, should they force feed Saquon the extra 5 to 8 carries to get him the record?
You know, I think with anything in life, if you have to force it too hard, it's probably not great. So I think if it happens naturally, then that's fine. But absolutely, they should not force carries on him just for him to get an individual record. I think if the game calls for Saquon to have more carries than usual, like he did the last time they played, he had almost 150 yards on the ground, 26 carries. That's great. He helped them score those 20 points in the fourth quarter. But if not, if it, the run just isn't happening like it was last week against the Steelers, I don't see the Commanders defense doing that.
Yeah.
Then that's okay, too. Like I think Saquon would be okay with that as well. Like, I don't think that
he may be more okay with it than Eagles fans.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing.
100%.
Look, guys, I know as a WIP talk show host, I'm supposed to have an opinion. I'm going to be honest here, right out of the gate. I don't know which way I come down on this. I see the merits of both. I've heard every argument. I want you to try to convince me one way or the other today. What do you think the Eagles should do? James Seltzer, what do you think they will do? But, James, let's start with this. Should they give Saquon the extra 5 to 8 carries?
No. Look, to Devin's point, if the game dictates it, if they have a big lead or this or that, sure. But absolutely not. Like Saquon,
Kelsey yesterday made a point to say go for it.
I get
really?
It. And he was a former player who cares about records and cares about it. And he loves Jeff Stoutland and he wants to have
guys,
that.
Guys, we got no records in Philly sports.
I want to win the Super Bowl.
I know.
I want to win a freaking Super Bowl.
I know.
What
all
about
right?
Jimmy?
I won one in my life. I've won 2 championships. Like, that takes precedence above everything else. No, it won't.
It'll make you more of a likely
not
to win
if Saquon gets hurt because of it. That's not true. Look, I am fine going for the record if it makes sense. To Devin's point, if naturally, if he breaks up a couple long runs and it just happens, fine. But honestly, I'm going into the game trying to tighten up the passing game more. Like, I would rather they throw the ball more and continue to move that game forward when we get to the playoffs. I know Saquon's set for the playoffs. I know that O-line's set for the playoffs. Like, I actually would like to see them work on the passing game more than the running game.
Look,
ideally.
It's an interesting argument. I will tell you this. I think it's a fascinating conundrum. I mean, one thing that we kind of know, I don't know how much you've thought about this as a Philly sports fan. We as a sports community don't really have many records. We really don't. Wilt scored the 100 points in a game. It was like 65 years ago or something. We don't have much of that. We, you know, like you can say, yeah, Mike Schmidt, you know, most home runs, third base or for
playing
one
with one team.
Yeah, at third base. Like, okay, but no one thinks in those terms. You think in terms of who's got the most hits all time, which, yeah, Pete Rose was here for 5 years, but you know the deal. He did it with the Reds. You know, who's got the, you know, LeBron's got the most points in the NBA. Who's got the most points in a season? Who's got the most goals is Wayne Gretzky. Who's got, you know, like, we don't have, other than Wilt stuff, which was a long, long, long time ago. We don't have that stuff.
Well, not to be fair, most don't. Like, there are only a few
know,
of those.
Man.
Like,
there's a lot of big.
Like, what, so why are you so upset?
Like, what record does, like, New York?
Chicago
New
has
York.
The most RBIs.
What does New York have?
What does New York have?
What does that do for you, Joe?
Like, they don't.
As a fan, I enjoy that.
They don't have, like,
no,
DiMaggio.
They got DiMaggio.
As a fan, it is great.
Of course it's cool.
We would love to celebrate that.
Of course it's cool.
Let's
and claim,
about
you know,
Saquon's this.
Ours. But you know what else? We don't have a lot of Super
what?
Bowl wins.
No, I
so
get it.
So that's
a chance to go and win a Super Bowl right now. And by the way, like, every week I think it's fascinating the way they continue to evolve and improve. That is fascinating sports. I don't care if we got an award or, you know,
yeah, but John, you do want the MVP.
45 years ago? Like, who cares, man? Look at what we have right in front of us.
Yeah.